As expected, the apology tour has begun for Will Smith. And I think it's all his PR team and not his real feelings because of one reason. There's one specific reason why I believe that.
Okay, explain it to me.
All right, well, let's recap first of this whole thing. Will Smith's wife, Jada Pinkett Smith, has a condition called alopecia, which, if you're not familiar with, is you lose your hair. As you can imagine, if you're a woman, that's very, very hard. It's hard for everybody, but especially if you're a woman. But she went on TikTok and she said this a couple days ago.
I don't give two craps what people feel about this bald head of mine, because guess what? I love it.
But
yeah, but you know, emotions and you're putting up a front and all that stuff. It's still hurtful.
Exactly. So they're at the Oscars. Will Smith is up for Actor of the Year. And Chris Rock gets on stage and he makes this joke.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it. All right?
Now, if you're under the age of 35, you probably don't get that because it's a terrible joke. But what he's trying to say was G.I. Jane was when Demi Moore was bald in that movie.
She was a Navy SEAL.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, so Will Smith looks over at his wife as he's laughing at the joke and sees she ain't happy.
No, right? She's not laughing.
No, she's not laughing. Her feelings are hurt. He gets up, goes on stage, slaps him.
Uh-oh, Richard. Oh, wow.
And then he yells some obscene bad words that I can't air on the radio from the audience.
Not necessary to say anyways.
Uh-huh. So now the big question is, should he have been kicked out? Should he have been arrested? But now the Academy knows he's going to win Best Actor, right?
Sure. They have to know.
Right. So they don't do anything. So here it comes. Yesterday, all everybody talked about, was he right? Was he wrong? He releases this statement, Raven. Violence in all its forms is poisonous and destructive. My behavior at last night's Academy Awards was unacceptable and inexcusable. Jokes at my expense are part of the job, but a joke about Jada's medical condition was too much for me to bear, and I reacted emotionally. I would like to publicly apologize to you, Chris. I was out of line and I was wrong. I was embarrassed and my actions were not indicative of the man I want to be. Then he goes on to say that he's a work in progress, and he apologized to his family and to the King Richard family, too.
I mean, I think it's a decent apology. What is it? What is the part that you believe completely says this is a lie?
He didn't video himself doing it. He posted it on Instagram as like just the words, just the copy.
Right.
And I think every time a celebrity does that, it is a PR crafted machine. You are an Oscar winning award person.
Uh-huh.
You can't get in front of a camera and from your heart give that speech.
But
you have to write it in little tiny squares.
But do you understand how many people would immediately say to yourself, well, they're an actor, so it doesn't matter. Like, he can't win. If he puts out a video where he seems sincere, you know, you go, well, his eye twitched that way, or he looked off camera that way for a second. Like, you can't win a situation like that. I mean, he's already lost.
I disagree.
He already did the losing for himself. And I'm not sympathetic.
Mm-hmm.
This is how these things work. I think that when you put out a statement, you can control words that you type and you release a statement. You know, I mean, if we're not demanding that from, you know, people that are in charge, we're going to demand that from Will Smith.
No, I do.
I mean, come on.
I believe that if you are sincere in your apology, you do it face to face. You put your face in front of there and you say those words. You don't just have somebody in the back room write them for you.
I don't think it's going to be the first or the last. I don't think it's going to be the last apology is all I'm saying is I think that this is going to go on. I think that there will be some public thing where him and Chris Rock are together again. If Chris Rock agrees, I mean, there's honestly, I don't know how much Chris Rock gains from any of this, to tell you the truth.
Well, I think it would be if it's like a celebrity death match, one of those ones, if they put them in the ring together.
Well,
I think there'd be a lot of gains.
Let's talk about that. Yeah. Jake Paul wants to do that.
Yeah.
$15 million for each. I mean,
of
that
course.
Could be more than Will Smith's last movie. Who knows?
Yep.